Lucy Foley, playing live here on WFMU. And I'm Irene Trudell here. And that is a tune that you can find on her debut album, yes, called Copenhagen. And we were talking before we went on the air about this album. It's a direct relation to your having lived there for 3+ years, right?
That's right, yes. Sandwiched in between a stint in New York, a 6-month stint in New York, and then coming back in 2007. So I lived in Copenhagen for 3.5 years. When I left New York in 2003, I needed to go somewhere else and followed a hunch.
And so you just ended up there on a whim, is that it?
Or? More or less, yes, more or less. And I actually didn't really think that I was going to be ending up there for quite so long. I went there for what I thought was going to be a couple of weeks or maybe a couple of months, you know.
And you stayed.
And I stayed, yes. So I think I absorbed a certain amount of the Scandinavian sensibility, actually, you know, in that time, which is quite a contrast to the Irish one, I would say.
I know. Well, I was reading on your webpage how you were sort of inspired by Hans Christian Andersen wandering past his grave every day. Now, that was sort of your walking path to and from where you were living.
Yes. Well, I lived in about 2 different neighborhoods, but both Hans Christian Andersen lives is buried. I guess he lives there now, in a graveyard called Assistens Kirkegård, and that's right at the heart of a neighborhood called Nabro. And I lived in that for most of my time in Copenhagen, bar 1 year. So 2.5 years I was there. And it's a graveyard, but it's actually made very beautiful. It's like a warren, a labyrinth of what are essentially graves, but they are beautifully landscaped with different exotic varieties of trees and thickets and hedges and all kinds of things. Oh. So people really spend a lot of time there, and it's very much used as a park, you know. So there's, because of the warren-like aspect of it, there are a lot of little areas where you can go and sit and be, and not for 8 months of the year, but for the summer months. Well, actually, right, more like 10. But during the summer months, yes, you can sit there and find a little bit of privacy and write. I mean, it wasn't the only place that I wrote in, but at that time there was no smoking ban. They have brought in the smoking ban, and I just couldn't go anywhere for long periods of time without, you know, the smoking thing. So I loved places like Assistens. Yeah.
And you were not there just as a songwriter. You also were a visual artist as well, right?
Well, I was.
Or you've been doing that all along.
Yeah,
haven't
I mean,
you?
Yeah. I sort of, you know, explore and go to the next place and take photographs and sing and write and do all these things, and sometimes gather them into projects, you know, in various different combinations. And yes, I took a lot of photographs. I also took a lot of photographs in New York. And then I had an enormous archive. I didn't actually get them developed until 2007, and sent them off to a little lab in Kansas and got them all back. But yes, so I take street photographs of interesting scenes I see on my way.
And some of which you can see on the album, and we'll mention some more in a little bit. I'd love to hear another song.
We'd love to.
And what one are we going to hear next?
I think we will play That Pleasant Smile next.
Okay. Lucy Foley here on WFMU.